I'll have a cabinet, that GOP agenda in a little while, Bob is reviewing, and Bob Baldwin is reviewing the leadership agenda.
Yeah.
And the attendees for two seats in our 3 PM is recommended the cabinet. Give a farewell call to John McGuire, who's not resigning as chairman of the general advisor for the disarmament.
All right.
I will say he's continued here.
No, no, I will not call him. I can't, if he feels he's mistreated, I can't go through that with him, so there's definitely a lot of here. Is that Henry?
Yes, sir.
Call, that's not gonna work. What do they want me to do, call?
No, just for him to call, for him to come in for a brief farewell call.
But, how does that fit into the pattern of the meeting I scheduled tomorrow with council, by the council?
This, well, next week, please, we got that at 3:00. I don't be even for that. At some time, well, sometime during the day, ready for the,
Well, it's supposed to be at 3:00, but I think it's, oh, but anyway, it's gotta be, I've gotta have that meeting tomorrow, just there for it.
Well, as John Oakland said, that meeting tomorrow will only last about 45 minutes, meeting last any more than 45.
That happened at 4:00. But what is the situation on this call, that they want him to come in to?
They want him to come in to pay a farewell call to use it. Supposedly he's been frustrated over the past year because of full rights refusal to hold hearings and the vacant slots of the advisory committee, and he didn't feel that the committee remained fully utilized in solid negotiations.
Well, then I made the decision, so I'm glad I'll go over there. Is Henry the one that's pushing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it's been recommended by Simmons and Jones as well. Henry's basically.
All right, check on it and see what the situation
is. Let me check on it, Mr. President.
Yeah, you can talk about it. I just think it's going to be an unpleasant conversation. I'm not going to do it. That's the way it's going to be. He's got to come in. What did he do? He's got to come in.
Yes, sir.
I'll check that out. But frankly, I'm not going to take the blame for the way the damn thing went. And
yes, sir. As part of the overall plan on the crime and drug speech, of course, speech on Friday on Saturday, there's a hearing, we said, PRTD people here. Some custom agents for Wednesday at 10:30 AM. These are the agents who are instrumental in apprehending, convicting, getting 20-year conviction for this man, Auguste Joseph Ricord, who was a big heroin
soldier.
And just
and does she shake their hands?
Good, so just about 10 minutes since I've re-emphasized the importance of the issue. To this. Of course, there will be a press photo officer. I believe you're a sheriff, of course, and you have that you want to ask. That's our lead. He admits I've screwed it.
Yeah. Pretty God, did he have to do that?
Yes, he did. Well, he did. I sent all that many people to that 6 or 7 people for a farm.
Well, is it a situation where they're parting willingly or unwillingly, or how?
I don't see whether they're parting or not. There are no more rules, Professor. There are no more generals, We did all of the house.
Then what is it? Just to go through each group picture?
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Well, we can't do that. We take each as an individual picture. I bring them all in and just go through the line. Yeah.